The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning, friends. Good morning to our members, our visitors. Good morning to everyone who is here. It is good that we are all here together, and together we will encounter God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. Let us begin with the words printed in our bulletin. Please follow along. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And I invite all those who can stand to stand for our opening hymn, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sins, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
You may be seated.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. From above and for us. Testament.
Well, friends, how are you today?
Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good. Well, I wanted to ask you a question, and you should probably, well, let me ask you a question. What is so special about the meal that we have every day on our altar? What are some of the things that are really special about it? Like, we get to all eat together. That's really special. In a world where people don't eat together, the fact that we're all going to eat a meal together, I think, is pretty special. But do you know what else is really special? Is we say Christ is present in this meal. You got, you... But where is Christ? Everywhere else. Does Christ live in you? Yes, Christ lives in you. Does Christ live in your neighbor?
Yes.
Do you think it's safe to say that Christ lives everywhere?
Yes.
Then why is this meal so special? Well,
anybody
can come. Yeah, anyone can come. That does make it special. But let me have an illustration for you. I know it's not a hot day today, but let's imagine it's a hot day and you've been out playing soccer or playing your favorite sport. And what do you think might happen as you're running around on that soccer field or whatever the field is, climbing a mountain, and you get really thirsty? What do you want?
Water.
I got water right here. Have some drink. Not an effective way to drink, is it? Or would you like a glass of water? Well, friends, let me suggest to you that our table is like this. Christ is present everywhere, but it's not always easy to drink and taste and touch Christ. So God gives us a special meal where we can physically and specially see that Christ is here so that we can see Christ everywhere. Friends, let us pray now. Bring our hands together on the count of three. We're going to bring our hands together in a loud clap. Okay, one, two, three. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you that you're everywhere.
Thank you that you're everywhere.
Thank you that you're in this meal.
Thank you that you're in this meal.
Amen.
Amen.
Our first reading is from Acts, the second chapter. Hear now the word. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the other apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We'll sing the psalm today. It's found on page 6 of your bulletin. I'll begin by singing the light print. Ask you to join me in singing the dark print. Psalm 116, beginning with verse 1. To my supplication.
For the Lord has given ear to me whenever I call.
The cords of death entangled me, the anguish of the grave came upon me. I came to grief and sorrow.
Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray you save my life.
How shall I repay the Lord for all the good things God has done for me?
Salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
to the Lord in the presence of all God's people.
Precious in your sight, O Lord, is the death of your servants.
O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds.
I will offer you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord.
I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all God's people.
In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem, hallelujah.
Our second reading is from the first letter of Peter. Hear now the word. If you invoke as Father the one who judges impartially according to each person's work, live in fear during the time of your exile. You know that you were ransomed from the futile conduct inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without defect or blemish. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the ages for your sake. Through him, you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your trust and hope are in God. Now that you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, so that you have genuine mutual affection, love one another deeply from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable, but of imperishable seed, through the living and enduring word of God. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. And while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. And then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place here in these days?" And he asked him, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deeds and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, And besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb earlier this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over.' So he went to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. And then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' And that same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and the other companions gathered together. There they were saying, 'The Lord has been raised indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told them what had happened on the road, and how he was made known to them in the breaking of bread." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, friends, we get a little break from the Gospel of John and the Gospel of Matthew, and we get the Gospel of Luke today. And it's an interesting passage. I'd like to compare it with the passage we had last week and suggest to you that these post-resurrection stories of the risen Christ have more to do with the meaning of our life together now as the church than just a simple story. As I suggested last week when Jesus showed up in the upper room, that this is all about the meaning of the gathered community. And I told you to pay attention to liturgical cues, and we had the main one from our last week's reading, was Christ saying, "Peace be with you." And we recognize that as part of our core part of our liturgy. We say it a lot. This is why we say it. Christ says it to us. We say it to each other. Well, our text today is chock full with those same liturgical cues. He took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. I'm not entirely sure how our biblical author could be any more obvious on what this story is about. Because we are going to hear those same words in just a little bit at this table as we recall the night in which our Savior was betrayed. He took bread, blessed it, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body. Do this in remembrance of me." The road to Emmaus is about us. Because we are on this journey. We are on this journey together. And whether we are aware of it or not, Christ is with us on this journey. Whether we are aware of it or not, Christ is with us. And yet, hopefully, when we come to this table, we can see more clearly the presence of Christ for us, with us, and in us. And perhaps I should just say amen now and sit down. But let me say a few more words. Of course, the problem that we face always is our inability to be aware of the presence of God. God is present whether we are aware of it or not. And perhaps when we come to this table, we say, but it's just bread and wine. I don't see Christ. I don't feel Christ. It is just bread and wine. What is going on? And friends, if you just see bread and wine, then you understand how God reveals himself to us. Because God always comes in the form of the opposite. There's nothing particularly remarkable about bread and wine unless you're really hungry and thirsty. But here is the presence of God. The spiritual life is filled with paradoxes. Just think of our cross here. We say it holds the power and the strength of God, the glory of God, but it is an instrument of human weakness. The power of God manifested in weakness. God always shows up where we least expect it. And so, without my notes, I'm forgetting my next line. Hold on one second. It's one of those days, friends. So why then is having a sacred moment so important? I would like to propose to you, and I've said this many times before for some of you who have heard this spiel, I'm sorry. I'm starting to sound like a broken record at times. But the way to understand the sacred, and I'm a strong proponent of sacred symbols and sacred spaces and sacred times, is that they give us a window into reality. Because maybe we don't see Christ everywhere. Maybe we will forget that Christ is present all the time. But also maybe on Sunday mornings as we gather together and we come to this table and we hear the promise that Christ is here for you, maybe we can glimpse the awareness of Christ's presence with us. And it is not that Christ is simply in bread and wine, right, friends? Where is God?
Everywhere.
And Scripture tells us Christ is seated at the right hand of God. So friends, if you want to know where Christ is, do this thought experiment with me. Take a point anywhere in this room and look at it. God's everywhere. You know God is there. And then just move to the right of that point. That would be your left if you're looking at it. There's Christ. If you ever want to know where Christ is, there's your trick. But again, we might not be able to see that. But maybe, as we come together in this community and we hear this promise, we take this bread, we drink the wine, we taste and touch God, maybe our awareness is a little bit open. And then, once we understand that awareness, then as we go out into the world, may our eyes be open to see Christ in our neighbor, Christ in the stranger, Christ in the world. And as we are given this gift and God's love is poured out into us, then maybe we can pour out that love back into the world. And so, friends, the table is always open. It is here. We are on the road to Emmaus. We journey together. And as we come to this table, may our eyes be open that Christ is here for us, with us, to us. And then may we go out and love the world. Amen.
Amen.
Trusting in the power of Christ's resurrection to heal and redeem our broken world, let us pray for the needs of all creation. Living Savior, just as you journeyed with the disciples to Emmaus, accompany us on our journey of faith. Gather us at your table that we recognize you in the breaking of the bread. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Almighty God, you provide for the needs of all creation. Bless the fields that are being prepared for planting and send favorable weather so that the soil may yield an abundant harvest. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of justice, where leaders abuse power, confront them and call them to repentance. Where there is corruption, bring integrity. Where there is violence, sow peace. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Healing Savior, your resurrection brings hope to a hurting world. Heal those who are sick, especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Annette, George, Vince, Michael, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Julie, Mike, Paul, Jill, Fran, Steve, Cassie, Jerry Ann, Kylie, Ben, Sabine, Sandy, our Hope Team family, for immigrants and refugees, that they may be treated justly, their dignity honored, and their rights upheld. For victims of war and violence, for victims of natural disasters in our nation and around the world. And also for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts. Strengthen the weary, give courage to the despairing, and comfort the dying. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Gracious One, you have made us your own through the gift of baptism. Unite us in genuine love for one another and uphold this community in your name. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Eternal Light, we give thanks for all who have nurtured your church's life in ages past. Bring us at last with them to the brightness of your glorious presence. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
God of resurrection power, use us and these prayers to proclaim the good news of new life to all the world through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Thank you.
Now I invite everyone to come back together and please stand for our offering. Accept the fruits of our labor gathered to give you glory. You have set a table before us, a glimpse of that great day when we will hunger and thirst no more. Nourish us with the body and blood of Jesus, that goodness and mercy may follow us and bless the world you love. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Given for you. Do this
remembrance of me. And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and the Holy Spirit, to bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we, and all who share in the body and blood of Christ, may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and may be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen, amen, amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people. And all means all, which means all, which means all. If you are present with us today, then you are part of the all, and all are invited forward to this table. In a few moments, the ushers will come forward and we'll start on this side of the room first. We ask that you fill our communion rail from right to left, and you may receive communion either standing or kneeling, whatever is most comfortable and appropriate for you. Just come with your hand extended and the bread will be given to you. We have gluten-free options upon request. Just indicate that to me somehow. And then when the wine comes around, reach in and either take the red cup, which has wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. If you wish to come forward and only receive a blessing, you may also do that. Just indicate that to me by a crossing of your arms, and I will say a prayer over you. But again, friends, Christ meets us at this table, and Christ's presence is for us all, and we are all invited now to come and invite. Amen.
As we gather around,
this meal you have made your home among us and are making all things new. Send us now to speak peace to anxious hearts, to love our enemies, and to bring healing to the nations. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And friends, we just pause briefly for some announcements, and I want to just start off by inviting everyone to look at the Word of the Week, which is our insert, which has all the activities of the week coming up. In addition to that, we would like to point out that the bulletin may look a little bit different today because we're making a little experiment over the next couple of weeks on how to manage the bulletin in a way that allows us to reuse and recycle more of it. So let's get part of this experiment will be at the end of service. Return your bulletin to the table instead of putting it in the recycle bin. We're going to try and reuse it. We'll see how that happens. So you may have noticed there was only one staple. That's part of it. So more to come, and we will see if, well, we will see. In addition to that, we'd like to highlight that Thursday at 1 p.m., we're going to have a work party trying to lay mulch on our property. So if you'd like to help us with that, we greatly appreciate everyone and anyone and everyone who would show up on Thursday at 1. Either if you're just going to show up to give us encouragement, that is most welcome. So with that, let's turn to the blessing. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
God Almighty, who is the beginning and the end, Jesus Christ, the firstborn of the dead, and the Spirit, our advocate and peace, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
up. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.